Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and other issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all, supplemented by scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we will be continuing our discussion on how we should grow confidence in our children. Previously, we mentioned, for example, that one of the things that we as parents can do to inspire this self-confidence and to build on it in our children is to choose a good name for them, a virtuous name, and also to provide a safe environment for them, and also to make them feel and make them know that they are in a safe environment and they have emotional and physical and all kinds of support that they can always find at their parents. So, dear Sayyid, what other ways can we as parents utilize to inspire even more confidence in our children?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So we said, in order for us to increase self-confidence in our kids, there are things that we should do and things that we should not do. Among the things that we should not do, we should not give our children a bad adjective. We should not call them and name them something that is negative, which sometimes we don't seem to be able to get rid of this bad habit where right. We constantly call them like weak, not being able to do this, I don't know, you're stupid. Right. You're this. And so we have a long list of negative attributes that we can attribute to our kids in their daily life and, you know, and them doing their chores or doing their work.
Right.
That is something that parents should stay away from, because the more you give negative attributes, the more they sink in that child and the more he acts upon them, and it will make them definitely have low self-esteem.
And just to stress on a point that I've heard many times being made regarding this, is that some people think this is criticism, that this is constructive criticism.
Well, there's nothing about constructive about calling a person a negative attribute. I mean, if I want to give you constructive criticism, I have to, you know, there's a mistake that we can try to fix. Not by calling you names. If I call a person an idiot or stupid or a weakling or a dork, I mean, what constructive criticism in that? The only thing is in this is me getting my own satisfaction at getting a chew.
Yeah. So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. So we say these things that people need to stay away from completely. Another thing that we need to do with our children to increase their self-esteem is actually giving them chances to do things.
Right, let's expand on that after a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing different manners we can use to inspire confidence in our children. Now, just before we went on a break, dear Sayyid, you said that we should let our children do things. Now, what do you mean by that?
Now, with children, because in life everything for them is a trial and error. They do things, they fail, and they learn. Right. Now, some parents, sadly, when the children do something and they fail, they never give them the chance to repeat that same failure again and again until they learn from it.
Right.
Not every child learns from the same mistake. Sometimes you might find a child who puts in his hand in fire, right, and he gets burnt and he feels the pain, and you can see that he might repeat that same thing again maybe a few days later because that hasn't sunk in his mind yet.
Right.
So you see that kids sometimes throughout their life, even when they become, teenagers, they will make certain mistakes.
Of course.
The idea is to give them a chance to make that mistake and learn from it. Some people don't do that to their children. Now,
right,
that giving them chances to do things again and again, either be it for something good or for something bad that they've done, it gives them the confidence that they require in obviously becoming better people, which increases their confidence, which is what
we also helps
seeking.
With their ambition as well, and with their tenacity in a good way, because
yeah,
if they are taught firsthand that trial and error, but you gotta keep going, then they will adapt this mentality and carry it out throughout their entire lives.
True. And another thing that we need to do for our children in order to increase their confidence is let them be have self-reliance. They rely on themselves to do things. If the child wants to dress himself, let them. If the child wants to wear his own shoe, let them. If the child wants to make his own, food or whatever, let them. Give them that self-confidence in themselves in making things.
We discussed this before, how it is good that they want to be independent.
Exactly. We'll discuss this in more details. So we need to give them the opportunity to become self-reliant,
right,
and do things for themselves. That will definitely increase their self-confidence. Also, putting laws for children, like a map that they have to work through throughout the day. These are the things that need to be done. These are the things that shouldn't be done, and so on and so forth. So the child grows with order rather than chaos. Chaos
right.
never gives us order. So we have to make sure that the child, when he sees order in the house and in his life, it grows his self-confidence that I can do this, I can do that, I can do this,
right,
I can do that. So the more he does them, the more confidence they will become.
Right.
So this is also something that we need to keep in mind. Another thing that we should not do is not to put too much restraining condition and orders on the kids. Now, sometimes our don'ts are much more than our do's when it comes to children,
right,
or should be vice versa, or at least it should be an equal amount.
Right, and with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing ways we can use as parents to inspire self-confidence and self-reliance in our children. Now, Sayyid, just before we went on a break, you said that we shouldn't restrain them too much. And what exactly does that entail?
We saying that sometimes as parents, we ask our children not to do so many things, and even right. sometimes simple things. For example, don't open the fridge,
yeah.
don't eat the fruits, don't do, you know, this, don't sit on this chair. And like it's things that child can do, and if he does them, there'll be no harm in doing. And right. I've seen this on a first account, where some of the mothers, for example, they tell the children, for example, not to eat certain fruits or certain sweets or certain foods, and even though they are right in front of them. Now, either the mother, for example, is trying to teach her child to behave himself, or she's trying to tell her child to have self-control.
Right.
But it's not appropriate. It's not the right time to impose these things on a child when he is just a child and there's something in front of him. So we end up asking our children not to do a lot of things. So whether when it comes to their rooms, when it comes to them sitting around with us, when it comes to dealing with people outside, when it comes to them walking outside, when it comes to
right.
every matter of their life, you see that we put too much don'ts and less do's. Okay?
Right.
And that obviously will lower the more don'ts we put. It's a condition, it's a lock, it's a chain
right.
that will obviously lower their self-esteem.
Right.
So we're saying, obviously, when there's something wrong, yeah, put a don't on it. If it's something wrong with something haram. But if something allowed, something permissible, something they can do, try to lessen these don'ts, turn it into
right.
an advice. It's better not to eat too much fruit, for example. It's better not to eat junk. It's better not to
right.
eat that. But don't make it a condition that you should not eat this.
Right, like, so do not force them.
Yeah, like another wristband.
Let them take their decision. Let them decide on their own.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying always the less condition there are, the more self-confidence
right.
they will have. Another thing that helps and increases the confidence of a child is your monitoring to the child.
Right.
When the child feels that he's monitored by his parents and they are not letting him loose or at least to be by himself,
right.
he feels more confident. And not only that you need to be monitoring the child, but at the same time that you need to intervene at the right moment. Some people, they monitor their children and they just jump at the first instant that they think the child is going to make a mistake
right.
or going to do something wrong. Now we say, no, that's not the appropriate time. Let them be. If the mistake is not, you know, a great mistake or a big mistake, sometimes we said we'll let it pass.
Of course, it goes without saying to say that when we say monitor, because some people don't think monitor, they think about completely controlling the child.
No, not self-control, no, of
right.
course not. No,
because
so
then it becomes a horrible presence mm. instead of a safe
exactly.
and reassuring
when
presence.
When you say monitor, it's like when you're saying monitor, for example, their akhlaq, their behavior,
right.
who they talk with, who they deal with, what they do online.
So be the,
things that might
right.
have devastating effect on them. These
be the counselor,
be
I'd rather say.
Yeah.
Be the advisor.
Exactly. So either way, be know what your kids are up to and get involved and intervene at the right time. Not
right.
at any time, at the right time.
And on that note, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaw.